Yes, the really lovely second movement, the slow movement of the concerto that Gil Shaham and his wife Adele Anthony played in Swinging Bach, in the Swinging Bach concert. This one is the violin soloist is Elizabeth Wallfisch, and it's the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment.
Thank you.
This is a song that my brothers used to sing. I think they learned it in school. They went to a different school than I did. And I didn't know the name of it, but I learned the name of it recently. And so here is The Keeper Would a Hunting Go, actually sung by the Vienna Boys Choir. It's supposed to be sung by a bunch of kids, from school kids, not a choir. But anyway, they make it sound like Bach, but it should be like a Boy Scout song. I first heard this song when I was really, really small, and it's the famous song, Rum and Coca-Cola, Rum and Coca-Cola, and I used to always wonder, what does it mean, waiting for the Aki Dollar? It turns out it's working for the Yankee Dollar. So anyway, these are the Andrew Sisters, and they do a fabulous job with this song. This is the very version that used to be played in theaters and cinemas and all, while we're waiting for the curtain to go up.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee Dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee Dollar.
Chickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee Dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon. When
when she heard her bingle croon, drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with Native Peach, all night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off, drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
That's amazing how they fake the Caribbean speech. But boy, these are three American girls, but it sounds totally funky. Just for fun, I thought I would do something different for you this week. I was walking with Katie the other day and we heard this ice cream truck, and it was playing Scott Joplin's famous rag, The Entertainer. And I thought it might be fun to try and put that into a MIDI file and play it for you. But then I thought maybe it would be even more fun to show you how to do it in layers. First, here is the real thing with the piano, just a fragment of it. And then we can try and reconstruct that file using the software that we have, one layer at a time. First, I put in just the tune as well as I remembered it, at least the first quarter of the tune, and here's what I got. You can hear a few notes missing, and those are called ornamental tones, and the whole business of putting little sliding notes that's smooth from one note to the next is called chromaticism. They put in extra black notes, and I fix it as we go along. Now we are really hurting for some bass, so next I put in the bass, a very simplified bass, and you are going to hate it, but it's going to be better than no bass at all. You see, the chord is named for its lowest note. When I say lowest, I mean just the lowest note in the standard position, and that's the note that we always put in the bass. But actually there are two other notes that you can choose, and we normally tend to choose those other the notes that goes into the bass in a way that makes the bass line a nice melody. Now, nobody ever thinks of the bass line as being a nice melody, but it is. And by altering it just a little bit, we can make it extremely satisfactory, except that, of course, it won't sound like the real thing. How much much of an improvement do you think that is? I would say about a 50% improvement, but we are still missing that middle chords that come on, like sort of like a guitar almost. So we'll throw that in, and that'll be the last thing we have to put in. And I think you're going to like this, but unfortunately, I don't really know the whole tune. So I'm fudging the tune a lot. I just need to look in a music book somewhere. I mean, the tune is widely available, but I was feeling lazy. So here's what I've got for you. Here is this thing from a professionally done musical file. Thank you. this is by an Australian TV personality called Dame Edna Everage. So she's doing Peter and the Wolf, just the short piece at the beginning where Peter sets out and his grandfather goes away, and just the beginning part. And you could contrast this with our version of Peter and the Wolf that we heard with Leonard Bernstein. Anyway, Dame Edna has a way with a speech, and so here it is.
Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out onto the big green meadow. Of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet," chirped the bird merrily. Waddling around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. On the grass, settled next to the duck and shrugged her shoulders. "What kind of a bird are you if you can't fly?" said the bird. "And what kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?" said the duck, and dived into the pond. The duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore.